Good almost afternoon. It's time for the Nearly Noon News on WDRT. This is Jim Hallberg reporting in the weekend forecast from the National Weather Service in La Crosse. Today will remain sunny with a high near 67 degrees, south wind 3 to 6 miles per hour. Tonight mostly clear with a low around 43. Saturday, patchy fog before 8 a.m., otherwise mostly sunny with a high near 68. Saturday night, partly cloudy with a low around 46, and on Sunday, mostly sunny with a high near 67. And in the news for today, in a report from the Wisconsin Examiner comes the following, that voters 50 and older are leaning toward Republicans running in the Wisconsin races for the U.S. Senate and for governor in November, even as some of their top policy priorities would appear to favor the Democrats, according to a survey released on Thursday. The survey commissioned by AARP found that 50% of the likely voters polled favored Republican Tim Michaels in the race for governor, 3 points ahead of Governor Tony Evers, a Democrat, with 47%. That lead is attributable entirely to voters aged 50 to 64 in the survey. In the race for Senate, Republican incumbent Ron Johnson held a 51 to 46% lead over Lieutenant Governor Mandela Barnes, his Democratic challenger. That lead was consistent across most age groups in the survey and strongest among voters aged 50 to 64, who favored Johnson by 56 to 41% for Barnes. The exception was voters 65 and older, where Barnes and Johnson were tied at 49% each. In striking contrast to the stated candidate preferences of voters 50 or older, however, are their top policy concerns in the same survey. Asked about Social Security, 80% called that a very important or extremely important issue to them. In addition, 72% said that about Medicare, and 66% said that about prescription drug costs. Voters in the survey expressed those concerns even more emphatically when asked about their likelihood of supporting a candidate. Fully 84% said they were more likely or much more likely to vote for a candidate who would support protecting Social Security from cuts. An equal percentage said the same for a candidate who would protect Medicare from cuts, and for a candidate who would support allowing Medicare to negotiate lower prices for prescription drugs. In the tightly contested governor's race between incumbent Evers and challenger Michaels, among voters aged 18 to 49, Evers and Michaels are evenly tied at 49% each. Voters aged 50 to 64 favor Michaels by 51 to 46% for Evers. By contrast, among voters 65 or older, Evers leads by 3 points, with 50% to Michaels' 47%. Among all women voters, Evers had a 2-point lead, 50% to 48% for Michaels, while among men, Michaels led with 52% to 47%. Evers was strongest among college-educated voters as well as urban voters in the survey, with 62% of each group. Rural voters favored Michaels with 60 to 38% for Evers. Among voters with fewer than 4 years of college, Michaels led 59 to 38%. Again, information for this article comes in part and with permission from the Wisconsin Examiner. Thanks for joining us today, and please stay tuned. Democracy Now! Is coming up next on WDRT.